Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yeah, all right. A little bit of Baskin Phelps. Man, we had a lot of fun that last segment, didn't we? The whole Shador thing.
We had a lot of opinions, didn't we?
Yeah, and they all kind of vary. And, like, I see it. Like, I see where everybody's coming from. But can we sit here and just kind of enjoy? I mean, it's been, what, a little bit more than 48 hours?
Has it enjoy what, a win?
Yeah.
I think we should. Don't you? Yeah, the Green Bay Packers come to town. They had players talking about going undefeated. Browns knock them off.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I don't
know. Not sure how that happened.
You know why? Because they played for the entire game.
There were big doings in week three, and it finished off last night with the Lions knocking off the Ravens. So the Browns and the Ravens are actually tied at 1-2. Think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached that time of the show. Dan Menigan with NFL Rapid Fire. Say it, Dano.
Gentlemen, let's begin Rapid Fire with the discourse going on across the entire NFL, and it's basically still under fighting of the tush push and how we are supposed to go against this. We'll begin with this. Have you guys seen all of the replays saying that the referees need to tighten up how they do this? There's false starts every single time. It's part of the reason why the Eagles have an advantage. Have you gentlemen seen this floating around?
Around the story, yeah, Kevin.
And you've seen the Eagles, especially their guards, jump before the ball is snapped.
Correct. Do you think it is? Let's just begin with a baseline. Do we believe this is a legal football play?
Yes.
I do, too. Yeah, I think it's a legal football play until they say it's not.
Okay.
Agreed.
Would you be okay if they got rid of it as a legal football play in the offseason?
Yeah.
Why would you get rid of it? I'm just curious as to why most people want to get rid of it. Or the people who do want to get rid of it.
You know,
it,
what's
why?
Interesting is I don't think we ever, you know, the play itself has been around forever. Like, how many times have you seen a running back who got through the hole and he had two guys to go through and then you watch one of his teammates just start pushing him? I mean, isn't that a small form of what the tush push is?
Diversion. Yeah.
So I mean, we've had that in the game forever, and no one ever complained about that, even if it meant getting a first down in certain situations. So I don't know. I kind of like the scrum atmosphere of the NFL. I have no problem. I think it makes things interesting. I the problem is defenses can't stop it. That's why they're upset.
Which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I personally wouldn't ban it. There's been talk of injuries and not a very good play when it comes to injuries, but they don't have the data to back that up. So I don't know where that's coming from.
All I know is that one time someone's going to line up for one of these tush pushes and the other team's got to think they've got to get everybody in the box and it's going to
somebody's going to throw.
Oh, someone's going to leak out two yards and the next thing you know it'll be a touchdown.
Yep. Well, we might see it this week as the Eagles take on the Buccaneers, and the Buccaneers made a move that has a couple of people with their eyes open that just came down. They have signed a gentleman by the name of Desmond Watson. Desmond Watson is out of the University of Florida. He is 6'6", 464 pounds of human.
Wasn't he with them in training camp?
464 pounds.
I think he was with them in camp.
Might, gentlemen, having some beef up there be the solution to the tush push that you cannot go through that mountain of a human being?
That one could lead to more data on injuries.
It is a large...
That guy could fall on you.
If you could find a picture of this gentleman, he's as large as you think he's going to be. I mean, for 6'6", 464 pounds.
They wanted him, they let him go because they wanted to be a healthier player on the field.
Yeah, well, he's not any healthier. He's just this big, so he's in.
And he's been, he's a practice squad guy, right?
Previously weighed 437 pounds entering training camp this year.
So big Dez.
So down a couple. You know, he's working his way down there. He's lost about 25 pounds. Good
sure,
for him.
Sure, you'll get that.
I'm interested because I want to see if this might be the answer. That the answer to the tush push is going to be every week we are going to find just a massive mound of humanity and put that in the front. Old Gilbert Brown is smiling somewhere.
That's did funny.
He was at Florida, right?
Yeah.
And he actually, did he have a couple carries when he was there too?
He might have. Trust me, you'd refer to him as sir if you ever met him.
He wears a 6XL.
Sure.
Wow.
I mean, good gravy.
We'll see. Let's look for the video. We can't wait.
That just came down the line, and I saw that and went, holy smokes.
That could get fun.
Something else that falls under holy smokes, the Titans, who are 0-3 right now. Head coach Brian Callahan is handing the play calling off to his quarterback's coach, Bo Hardgreave. So things getting a little ugly in Tennessee, and the stove might be turning up a little warmer than Brian Callahan would want.
Here's the question I have.
If you bring up the... If you do,
say it, Andy.
What? Bring his dad back? I got to believe if they let him go, they're probably going to let his dad go, too. Don't you think?
We will allow this.
Okay, so then, I mean, I hope that we're on the phone like in 5 seconds to get him back here. That's what I'm saying. No disrespect to the current coaching staff, but he's got the magic touch on offensive lines. At least he did here.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Everywhere Bill Callahan has gone, offensive lines have cranked.
Bring Bill back.
You guys want some breaking news?
Yeah.
The Giants are planning to start rookie Jackson Dart on Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, there's your next topic for NFL Rapid Fire.
All right. And that brings up the question, okay, if they're getting rid of Russell Wilson and, you know, Russ is going to the bench and Jameis is there, somebody's going to trade for one of those guys. I would think, and I wouldn't think it's the Browns.
Is it this week? No.
No, but I would wonder. Jackson Dart was a first-round pick, was expected to become the starter at some point this year. I don't think that's the same situation that we're dealing with here. Do you?
No. No, I don't think so.
I wish Jackson Dart had been drafted by the Browns. I wish they'd have made a play for him.
I think it's early. I want to see what he looks like.
Well, sure, but
this is going to be nasty.
Sure. I just wish they'd have made a play for him.
It feels like I wouldn't trade for Russ to save my soul.
I didn't suggest that, did I?
But listen,
somebody will.
I did not say you suggested, Jeff. Right. Sorry.
Okay. Again, the Giants are 0-3, right?
Oh, and their offense has been horrendous.
Yeah, they're 0-3. They're not going anywhere, so they're doing what I think a lot of Browns fans would have wanted this week if we were 0-3. Exactly the same thing. You're 0-3. Your playoffs are gone. Sorry. You're not making the playoffs, so why not?
I would have turned to Jameis before I would have went to Jackson Dart. I think Jackson Dart needs to sit. That offense.
You're about to find out real quick if you're right or wrong. That's all.
I said it when he was coming out of college. I was like, that guy needs to sit. He's coming out of that Ole Miss offense where Lane Kiffin is like, you will throw the ball to that gentleman. And that is what you will do. I wonder if he's been able to figure it out more.
There's one issue here. Brian Daboll needs to save his job.
True.
He can do that with Jackson Dart. I don't think he can do that with Jameis Winston. If Jackson Dart goes out and plays well, or Brian Daboll, Brian can hang on to that job.
I think he's dead man walking anyway.
Not if Jackson Dart goes out and they play well.
Oh, I think Jameis give you a better chance of that. Because Jameis, I could at least look at and say, throw the ball to Malik Nabers and throw it to him 20 times a game like he's Brandon Marshall.
It's not playing well. It's playing well with Jackson Dart. That's what will save him his job.
Okay. If I were
That's
them,
the only thing that'll save him his job.
If I were them, I would tell him to tell the band to start playing.
Well,
I think the ship is heading south.
I didn't disagree with you, did I?
No, not
I just
slightest.
I just said, what can he do to save his job?
Just don't think it's the smartest otherwise, thing for the he'll future be out of Jackson Dart.
Otherwise, he'll be out and they'll bring in another coach to coach Jackson Dart. Troy Aikman's line on Monday Night Football the other night, I think Joe Buck teed him up. He said, what's your line about first-round quarterbacks and coaches? And he said, yeah, you draft a guy in the first round to have him play for your replacement. Interesting.
Put it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, the Houston Texans are 0-3 right now, and a lot of people had them making the playoffs, and not only making the playoffs, but winning the South, and that offense has fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. C.J. Stroud's not playing particularly well. Might not be all on C.J., that's for sure. They lost Joe Mixon to injury. He's been out all year. Nick Chubb hasn't looked like Nick Chubb. We understand that. And they've got some wide receivers. I love Nico Collins. He's a terrific wide receiver. I'm surprised they're not playing very well.
I'm a little shocked by that, too. But again, you are in purgatory at 0-3. So
there you are. I hope C.J. Stroud can bounce back. I like him.
So the Sunday slate was the most amount of blocked field goals in a single day since 1991. There were four blocked kicks over the weekend. Do we think this is the start of something around the league, that we are going to see more blocked kicks on special teams, or is this just a 1 week hiccup? Just that telling, because it seems like special teams coaches want to get more starters on the field, which makes me think that the defensive side, you're going to see more of it unless you see more offensive linemen out there to go with on the other side of special teams.
Overall, I think it was a one-off. However, if you can just make it an emphasis, hey, fellas, push and put your hands in the air. And that's what happened with Shelby Harris. Shelby's really good at it. He's done it numerous times throughout his career. But what happened? They had a push and he put his hand in the air.
Yeah. I think this is all just kind of aftershock still from moving the extra point line back. And how many years has it been now? It feels like it's been forever. I just love the fact that extra points aren't a gimme anymore. And that I wish we would make all of ours, but I don't know. It's just
your
one of those
hands in the air like you don't care.
Yeah. By the way, USA Today ranked all of the blocks, and the Browns block was number two.
Did you get a donut with that or something?
The Eagles block of the Rams game-winning field goal attempt was number one.
Well, and you had a big man return.
Got a fat guy touchdown out of it. Which we're all here for.
It's all about the fat guy touchdown.
By the way, what do we have to do to get Desmond Watson into the end zone so I can get the true fattest of the fat guy touchdowns?
Let him be a running back. Hand him the ball as a fullback. It's the fridge.
We've already seen this. Oh, but I need to see it like in the next 2 weeks.
Harsh.
I feel like we've really behaved ourselves. We've earned something nice in this world. And that to me would be the peak of nice. A 430-pound man scoring a touchdown and the dance that follows it.
Like it.
That's what I'm here for.
Like it.
So around the league as well, Jerry Jones came out and said that he would like to use some of the draft picks from the Micah Parsons trade for the Dallas Cowboys to possibly improve the team. By the way, as his pass rush has been so-so to begin with, and the rush defense has been even worse.
Yeah. I've always thought draft picks could be used to go get veteran talent that could come in and help you. But I don't know if you want to trade those high picks for that. You know, again, give me a guy who's played in the league for a while and can show he can play over any fifth, sixth, seventh round pick that I'm going to have to try and convert into a guy who can play in the league.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
But I'd, if I'm Jerry needs to bite the bullet and realize maybe it's time to just, you know, stock up a little bit, use those picks and go.
Yep. I'm hoping you have time to do the most important football story of the week.
Do it.
The Canadian Football League has changed a ton of rules going into next season. How could you not, you know, give a little bit of love for our friends? They're like 60 miles away if you just want to go straight across the lake. We forget how close they are.
It'd be difficult.
It seems. Why can't we just get a bridge? We just get a bridge so we could see great things like 100-yard fields now?
We got a couple of them.
Could be part of the lakefront development.
Oh! Jeff, I like what you're thinking.
Thanks.
Can't we just tear down the stadium and start building the bridge to Canada?
There'd be enough bricks left over. You can just use those.
Is it the Gordie Howe Bridge? Anyway, Canadian Football League rules, they're going to a 100-yard field. The center line's going bye-bye.
You mean the 55?
The 55 is gone. It will be gone next season.
So they're going to an American field, pretty much.
Basically, they're moving the goalposts back to the end line. The end zones were 20 yards. They're now going to be 15 yards. Something up with the Rouge, too. I don't know. They're changing the way that you score that, too. But nothing about – if you were the Canadian Football League, would you go to four downs rather than three?
It's a shame.
Or is that the staple of the league? I thought the center line was awesome. I'll be honest with you. I was always a big fan of the center line.
I was always a big fan of Canadian football.
Yeah, I always thought it was weird,
though. I have no opinions when it comes to Canadian football.
I can watch it for a while, then I have to turn it off because it seems like they're running the punt unit on the field all the time.
Any information past the fact that they are Canadian and they have a football league, I would be completely pulling this out of my rear end.
I would have thought it would have been cool if they would have left the center line there, turned it red, and then if you threw the ball over three consecutive lines, it'd be icing.
Okay. Ben Broussard, former Indian first baseman, is going to join us at 1 o'clock. At 12:40,
six people.
Hey, they picked up another first round pick for next year. Why? Because they're drafting a quarterback. Our 2026 first round quarterback update next on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their Apartmental Intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.